Good morning, class. We have been talking now for a couple of 3 weeks on the subject, 10 conditions to answered prayer. How to get your prayers answered. How do I get my prayers answered? How do I get my prayers answered, okay? How do I get them answered? See, I believe that you can get we're in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, okay? Romans 4, 17. We're going to read there in just a little while, okay? I believe we can get our prayers answered. I believe that God answers prayer.
Yes.
I believe we can have our prayers answered. I believe He can answer us immediately. I believe He can answer us in a delayed fashion. You know, it don't all happen tonight, but the process, listen to what I'm just about to say, but the process, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The process begins when you release faith, okay? That's what we're going to talk about today. How to get our prayers answered, the conditions of it. The process begins when you pray and you release faith. There's a process starts, okay? And it all starts with faith. This, in my prayer time this morning, the Lord reminded me of the scripture that Paula kind of put into my hearing way back 3 years ago, probably at least when she was teaching on prayer and still does. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Okay? You can't go by faith where the will of God is not known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you know the will of God, faith is there. Okay? So you cannot separate faith from prayer or prayer from faith. Well, I'm going to take another step. You cannot separate faith and prayer or prayer and faith. Neither can you separate the word from faith and prayer and faith. You cannot separate. Those are, when God deals with us, it seems to me He deals with us in the terms of a trinity, okay? A triangle, okay? Remember when you was taught, geometry in school? And they taught us there that the strongest angle and dimension is not a circle. It's not a square. It's not a rectangle. It's not oblong. It is a triangle. That is the strongest of all angles, okay? I can go back to Genesis. All the way where God started, He said, let us make man. Who is He talking about? He's talking about Jesus was in eternity, Holy Spirit was in eternity, and God was there. Trinity, okay? We are physically made up of body, soul, and spirit, okay? We're a trinity within ourselves, body, soul, and spirit. So when you think about prayer, faith, and word is a mighty triangle. You can't pray without faith. Hello? I can prove to you in the book of James. He said, show me your faith. He said, no, works is there. So it has to have prayer, faith. It's impossible to please God. It's impossible. Everybody say that.
Impossible.
What does impossible mean? Not possible. It is not possible to please God without faith. Somebody says, well, I don't have faith. Then you're calling the Bible a liar. Right. I can give you scripture. The Bible said, God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. Yeah. So when you're saying, well, I don't have faith, then you're calling God a liar. Because in His word, He has said, every man has, God said, I have dealt to every man a measure of faith. So this great trinity of faith, the word and prayer. You cannot pray without faith. Okay? When you're praying, you should be praying in faith. Okay? Where does faith come from? Thank you. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 4. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So where does faith come from? From hearing God's word, okay? So we cannot separate those three. When we're talking about conditions of prayer, you cannot take away those three or any of those three and think that you're going to have your prayers answered. You got to have the word working in you. Because see, when you're praying the word, you get what the word says. Now, if you're just praying, Lord, oh, my heart, what am I going to say? My toe hurts. Guess what? Your toe hurts, it's going to hurt tomorrow too. You're telling God something he already knows. He don't want to hear about your toe hurting. He wants to hear what the word says about that. Don't pray your toe hurts, or I've got a headache, or I've got cancer, or I've got leukemia. No, you need to pray what the word says. And the word says, by his stripes, so what? How should you be praying? Thank you, I'm healed. Lord, I am healed, and I am healed. By his stripes, we were healed. Not going to be healed. We were healed. Amen. So let's go to 4 and 17 of Romans this morning, and let's see what the Bible says about praying and faith and the word, okay? Romans 4, 17, the Bible says, therefore it is of faith, okay? We talked about that 2 weeks ago. It is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Okay, did y'all get that? Who's the father of faith? And Abraham is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made, everybody say made.
Made.
Okay, when you see that word made, that is a past tense. Not like I'm going to make you. I'm thinking about making you. I'm trying to make you. I'm going to make you. God said here, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now, was Abraham a father of many nations? Mm-hmm. When did he become a father of many nations? When did Abraham become a father of many nations? Thank you. A lot of you would have said, well, when Isaac was born. No, that was the manifestation of the word that was spoken to Abraham. Abraham became a father of many nations when God spoke it to him. If you don't get anything else out of this lesson this morning, you got to get this part. When God said, I made thee a father of many nations, he spoke that 25 years prior to the birth of Isaac. He said, I've made you. You're the father of many nations. I'm going to call you the father of many nations. Okay? This is the whole foundation of what I'm going to talk about today. Okay? I have made thee. When did he become the father of many nations? When God said, you are the father of many nations. Okay? Get that. When, I'm going to rehearse this again and make sure everybody gets this one. When did he become the father of many nations? When God said, who is God? God the creator. Way back when God's on the corner of nowhere's in the middle of nothing. Looked out into a chaotic world and seen darkness. What did he say? Thank you. Let there be light. He didn't say let there be darkness. Darkness is already there. See, there's an issue today and an old wives' tale or an old hand-me-down verse that ain't even in the Bible. Well, I just tell it like it is. I have met people like that. I want to shoot back to them. How's that working for you? I just tell it like it is. I tell it like I see it. I just tell it like I see it. I tell it like it is. That is not scripture. In all actuality, that is totally against all scripture. That will not work. Moses, or Abraham, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Abraham didn't call it like it is. He said, Abraham, you're never going to be a father of many nations. Your wife's barren. Her womb is dead. Y'all are old. He didn't state the facts. Oh, thank you, Spirit of God. He didn't state the facts. He stated the faith. And the faith was this. You are the father of many nations. Okay? So let's read on in this verse, verse 17. We're going to go back to that. Father of many nations. Okay? Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him who believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Write that one down. Write that latter part of that verse down. He calleth those things that be not as if they were. Okay? You heard anybody preach on this one lately? You've heard this message preached before, right? Everybody's heard this message preached before? Call those things not like you see it. Okay? Well, I call it like it is. I call it like I see it. The Bible don't say that. I call those things that be not as if they were. If God would have said and looked at the darkness, he'd have just said darkness. I just call darkness. He said, God called those things that be not as if they were. He said, I call it light. I don't call it darkness. I call it light. Is that what the Bible, am I telling the truth this morning? Is that what the Bible says? He didn't call it darkness. He called it light. Are you getting that? He called it light. God so instituted this principle way back in the beginning of the very first hours or moments or seconds of this world, and then as time as we know it, he put forth a principle for us to live by, and it's calling those things that be not as if they were or as if they should be. And when he looked out and saw darkness, he didn't call it darkness. He said, let there be light here. Let there be light here. And all of a sudden, what appeared? Light appeared. Light appeared. I can prove to you in the Bible. I wrote them down, and I think I left that part of the paper down at the lake. I wrote it down. It wasn't in the first chapter of Genesis. I double-dog dare you to read it and underline it. God never used the word saw to the 31st verse of chapter 1. He didn't do it. He kept saying, and God said, and God said, and God made, and God said, and God said. 13 times the word is said that God said it, 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 until the very last verse of that Bible, and God saw that it was good. Amen. So are you saying what he tells us to say in Romans chapter 4 and 17? Are you calling those things that be not as if they were, or as you see it? I'm just merely preaching the Bible this morning. I have not read from the Bible this morning. Calling those things that be not. Calling those things that be not as if they were. Are you going to live your whole life calling it like you see it? Calling it as it is. I am so thankful that I understand fully that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death. Once again, that's not me. That's Proverbs. Read it in your Bible. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let's go back. God said to Abraham, he said, Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. Well, Abraham looked around and said, well, I ain't got no kids. How am I the father of many nations? How can I be the father of many nations? God said, I've made you that. Well, I don't have any children. I don't have a child of promise. God said, I made you that. Well, a year goes by. You ain't got no kids. He said, wait a minute. What? God made me? God made me? Second year, third year, 14th year, 18th year, 20th year. You know what most of us would have done? We'd have started calling it like it is. Well, that old hag, she ain't never going to have a child. My old wife, bless her heart, she's beyond age. Oh, we'll never have any children. I'll never see the child of promise. We'll start calling it like it is. And so many people do that. Well, I'm going to call it like it is. If I call it any other way, that's wrong. No, it's wrong to call it as it is and not call it the way faith says to call it. Amen. I'm going to prove to you in the scriptures. Time after, I can prove to you verse and chapter where Jesus did not call it like it is. He called it as if it was to be. He called those things that not be as if they were. For instance, let me give you one. I got a lot, but I give you one. Okay. Let's go to Jairus' daughter. Who knows that story? Somebody help me here. Jairus' daughter. Remember that story? Jairus' daughter. Remember, the centurion came to Christ and said, my daughter's at the point of death. Okay? My daughter's at the point of death. Well, take me to her. And on his way, what happened on his way? Somebody help me here. She met Christ. Come on. On his way, who got healed? On the way to Jairus' daughter. Thank you. The woman with the issue of blood, what was her confession? You think she was calling it like it is? I've spent a lot of money. I've suffered by many physicians. No. You know what she was saying? Call those things that be not as if they were. You know what she was saying? What was she saying? Come on now, help me this morning. If I can touch the hem of his garment. Thank you. If I can touch the hem of his garment, she was calling those things that be not as if they were. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. There it is. Calling those things. He's on his way to Jairus' daughter to get her, resurrected. And so she gets healed on the way because she was calling those things that be not as if they were. I'm going to be healed. I'm not suffering anything from any more physicians. I'm not spending any more money. I'm not laying in my bed anymore. I'm going to cook my husband dinner. I'm going to play with my kids. I am the healed. I'm going to be healed. I'm telling you, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. And she came from behind. And by all actualities, by the law, they had every right to stone her. By the law, that we still understand, we're not in total grace yet. You do know that. We're not in a total grace dispensation. There's an overlapping of laws and dispensations in Jesus' day. That's why when Jesus said to the lepers, go thy way and show yourself to the priest, there was an overlapping of dispensations, okay? It wasn't all grace yet because he hadn't died and resurrected yet. So there's an overlapping of dispensations. And by the law of the Old Testament, this woman with this issue of blood could not come to a priest and touch him or anybody else. She had to be ostracized. But she overrode all of that. They could have deemed her to die and stoned her. She didn't think about none of that. She said, I am going to touch the hem of his garment and I'm going to be made whole. You call those things that be not as if they were. He's on his way to Jairus' daughter. And he gets there and tell me what's happened.
She's good. And
they said about, she's dead. She's dead. Remember the story? She's dead. He walked in, and what did he say? She's dead. Thank you, Don Campbell. He didn't say, well, she's dead. Get her arrangements made. Call a funeral home. Come pick her up. Get her songs picked out. Call someone to preach her funeral. He didn't call it as it was. Are y'all tracking with me today? I'm not preaching some far out message. I'm just preaching the Bible. I'm just telling you the Bible. You know what he said to her, to them? Said, she's not dead. He didn't call it like it was. He called it like he wanted it to be. He said, she's just asleep. What would we have said?
She's dead. We're so sorry.
Yes. And Jesus, in this instance, said, she is not dead. She is not dead. She is not dead. I'm going to say this right now. We better be very careful of the things that come out of our mouth. You're going to curse your crop? I mean, to tell you, we were with our children born. I can remember plainly. When our first house that we carried them to, we put a quilt over the fireplace mantle, the hearth, where they wouldn't fall on it. We kept telling them, if you fall down those stairs, if you fall down those stairs, we kept telling them, you're going to fall down those stairs. Well, weren't we crazy?
Yeah.
No. No, we would say, you're going to burn yourself, you're going to burn yourself, you're going to burn yourself. We were prophesying to them something that was going to happen. Thank God it never did. But that's the way we're programmed. We're programmed that way. Oh, it's coming wintertime. I'm going to catch the flu. Sicknesses are going around. I know one thing. And I'll probably get it next. Hello? We laugh at this. But it's being said by believers. All the time, they are prophesying to their future of things that's never happened. And if you keep saying it and you keep saying it, guess what? You're a speaking spirit. Help me now. You're a speaking spirit made in the image of God. And God kept saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it until he saw it. And if you keep saying it and you keep saying it and you keep saying it, guess what? You're going to see it after a while. Whether good or bad, because what you're saying is seeds planted. You're planting seeds with your words. Your words are like a container. There's something in your words. Okay, it's like a container. Our words are containers, and we put stuff in those containers when we say it. And that's why when God said to Abraham, he said, I've made you the father of many nations. And Abraham got it. He'd be walking down the street and then somebody say something to him. He said, yeah, I'm Abraham. I'm the father of many nations. I'm Abraham. I'm the father of many nations. Oh, that's my wife, Sarah. She's going to have the promised child. You know what he was doing 25 years before it ever took place? He was calling those things that be not as if they were. As if they were. Calling those things that be not. How do we get our prayers answered? We call those things that be not as if they were. I call this house sold.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I'm calling this house sold, this property sold. So if I can say sold on the house, sold on the property, I can say body, I am healed. By his stripes, I'm just quoting the scriptures now. I'm gonna pray the word. I'm quoting scriptures. By his stripes, I was healed. Praise God. I am healed. I am the healed. I am the healed. I am the healed. When people call it like it is, you know, this is what they ought to be saying. When they're sick, they ought to go around the house saying, I'm the sick. I'm the sick. I'm the sick. I'm the sick. That don't even sound good. I'm the sick. I'm the sick. Or if they broke, I'm the poor. I'm the beggar. The Bible never said that. You know what? Do you know what the Bible said? The Bible said you're the head. Come on. Am I giving you the scriptures? He said you are the head and not the tail. You are the blessed and not the cursed. You are the first and not the last. So you know what I decided? I'm going to go with what I've been called.
Yeah.
And I have been called the head. I am the head. I am the head. I've been called the blessed. I am the blessed. I am the blessed. I've been called the first. I am the first. I've been called the healed. I am the healed. I've been called the rich. I've been called the rich. He became poor that I might become rich. I am the rich. I am the wealthy. I am the healthy. I am happy. I'm not sad. I am the happy. I'm the joyous. I got peace. I'm not in turmoil. I'm not in torment. I am the blessed. I am happy. Better than that, I call my children happy. I call my children saved. I call my children in the kingdom of God. I'm calling those things that be not as if they were. Amen.
Yes.
I know this really rubs some of you here this morning because you're just used to calling it, well, that's the way I was taught. You were taught wrong. You wasn't taught the Bible. You were taught something else. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you call those things that be not as if they were. How do we get our prayers answered? We call it in prayer and in faith and in the Word. We pray the Word. We pray the Word. We pray the Word. We say the Word. That's what we're reading in Mark chapter 11. That's what we're saying. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray and you say, you shall have them. You shall have them. You shall have them. We pray the Word. Don't pray the problem. We pray the Word. So many times we find ourselves praying the problem. Well, Lord, my car's broke down. Lord, thank you. Thank you. We're not saying that our car's not broke down, but there's no need saying it. It's already that way. We're going to call it healed. We're going to call it mechanics on the way. We're going to call it's going to be taken care of. We're calling those things that be not. We know it's broke down. I'm sick. How can I say that I'm not sick? That's the deal. Don't pray the problem. Pray the faith. I am healed. Quote the scriptures. By stripes, I am healed. Well, I hurt. We know that. God knows that. But if you pray that, then you stay hurt. You pray, Lord, thank you for your healing. Thank you for the grace. Thank you, Lord, by his stripes we are healed. You call those that things that be not as if they were. I thought about this yesterday. When Adam, somebody tell me the story of Adam. Where did Adam come from? Where did he come from, though? Where did he come from?
The dirt.
In all actuality, the original said the red dirt, like the red man. He wasn't just like an Indian, but that was where he was drawn from, the earth. Okay? And God formed him, made him. In whose image?
His. God's
And what did God do next? God breathed the breath of life into Adam. What did the Bible say? And Adam became a living soul. In the original, it meant there. In the original, it said Adam became a speaking spirit. Where it said living soul, a speaking spirit. Can I tell you today that we're speaking spirits? We're speaking. Adam, all of a sudden, okay, stay with me now. Who made him?
God.
Who made him?
God.
In whose image?
God's image.
Who breathed into him?
God.
So Adam became in the image of God. He had whose breath inside of him?
God's
breath, okay? So where did Adam get the vocabulary of knowing what to call those animals? From who?
God, the Lord.
Yes. Wow, isn't that pretty good? So what are we made in?
The image of God.
So where did we should get our vocabulary?
From the Lord and the Word.
Rest my case. Amen. We're speaking spirits. Mm-hmm. When that giraffe came up, he didn't call him as it was. If he had called, if it was a giraffe, I don't know, you know. If it had been, let's just say a giraffe. If it had been a giraffe and he called it as it is, he'd have said that long neck, spotted, long legged, long tail. That's a big name. He's long neck, long tail, long legged, spotted. He said, you know what? I call those things that be not as if they were. Giraffe. Where'd he get that vocabulary from? Where'd he get it from? You already told me. Yes. God gave him his vocabulary. What about the lion? What about the bear? Or the mastodon? Who gave him that vocabulary? God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a speaking spirit, a living soul, and it was at, it wasn't God who named all these animals. It wasn't God. You look at it like a calf at a new gate. Go back and read your Bible. God didn't name the animals. God used Adam to name the animals. Because why? Because God put Adam in the garden to be a keeper and a caretaker of it. So when God breathed into him, God breathed his vocabulary into Adam. God breathed his spirit into Adam. God breathed into Adam. Just as much as God was, I'm making you in my image, and you're going to be a speaking spirit. Isn't that powerful? I'm not reading anything out of context. I'm just proving it to you through the scriptures. You say, well, I've never heard that. Well, you know, get in a place that you can hear here. You can hear these things. Amen. Get to the place you can hear this teaching. Because we need to hear this, because we are speaking spirits made in the image of God, and God has given us the vocabulary to speak the words that need to be spoken. Words of life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death. You can speak life, or you can speak death by what you're saying. Amen? Amen. Mm-hmm. Calling those things that be not. And when I got that revelation about Adam, man, it come across there, let's just say it was a rhinoceros. It had to be God to come up with that word. I mean, that's for sure, you know. I don't know what came in his path, what birds or what fish or what animals. I don't know, but I know this. Every time one came to be named and Adam named it, it was because God had breathed into his image his first son, his first being, and that was Adam. Adam would have known, not known. He can't. Okay, when a baby's born nowadays, you know, they can't talk. We know that. And I'm not a pediatrician here or a doctor to tell you when's the correct age to start talking. I don't know. Maybe it's what they're hearing, they're talking. What's the first words they say? Dad, dad, mama, I don't know. Adam didn't have that chance. He didn't have that opportunity. He was a speaking spirit from the time he was born, created in the image of God, and was able to talk to those animals. And he said, Adam, I'm giving you authority to reproduce, to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, and have dominion over every one of these animals. And before a fall, a bear couldn't bite him and a lion couldn't maul him. Why? Because I'm made in the image of God and I am a speaking spirit, and God has put inside of me my spirit and my soul, and I am a caretaker of this garden. That's how powerful that is. Well, let me turn way over to the New Testament. You know what the Bible says? That when we became a new creature in Christ, we came resurrected. God put within us a Holy Spirit. It wasn't the baptism of the Holy Spirit, okay? But there was the same, you ready for this one? The same Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken. I'm quoting Scripture now. Shall quicken your mortal bodies. The same Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Praise God. I can prove verse after verse that where God has made us in His image, not just the marred image of Adam, but the image of Christ. And the Bible said, because of that, we think on those things are above and not beneath. Praise God. Why? Because we have been made in the image of Christ. Read your Bible. And the Bible said, take on the mind of Christ. So if I take on the mind of Christ, I've got to think like He thought. And if I think like He thought, I can speak the words that He spoke. And He said, daughter, you're not dead, you're just asleep. Waves, you be still. Oh, Lazarus, come forth. Leopards, you're cleansed. Bartimaeus, your blindness is gone. And on and on and on. And He said, greater things shall we do because I go away. What has happened to us as a body of believers? What has happened to us? We're sitting around the table arguing about things that don't even matter. When the world is plummeting to eternity, lost without God. Speak the things. Speak the things. Jesus said, the things that I have spoke in public, I have first heard in private. And you've seen me, you've seen my Father. That's when they hated Him the most. When He said that, they said, He is making Himself equal to God. That's what they said. He's made Himself equal to God. Can I help you with a verse now? I'm going to give you another verse. We are now not going to be, not maybe going to be, not future going to be. We are now the sons of God. It's in your Bible. Go find it and underline it. We are now. I am now the sons. I am now the Son of God. I am now the righteousness. I'm not going to be. I am now the righteousness of Christ. That's what the Bible says. We're the righteousness of Christ. I am the righteousness of Christ right now. And I'm going to act like it. I am now a king and a priest. The Bible said, I've made you kings and priests. I am a king. I am a priest. I am a king. I'm a priest. I'm not going to have time to finish. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Over in Exodus, you don't have to turn there. It's actually, write this one down. Hebrews 11:24. It's about what happened in Exodus, but we're going to cut it to the New Testament and we're going to go to the faith chapter. Where it talked to the very first verse of that chapter, and it said, now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. Calling those things that be not as if they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And it went down the list. Went down the list about Abel and Cain and Noah and Abraham. And it got down to Moses. I'm going to read in one verse. I'm going to give this one to you, okay? In one verse, Moses said, the Bible said about Moses, okay? I think it's in the 24th verse. Choosing rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Refused to be called. I'm in a new day at 63. There's some things I won't be called anymore. I am called the rich. I am called the healed. I am called the set free. I am called the priest. I am called the righteousness of Christ. I refuse to be called anything else. It's what you choose to lose and refuse to be called is the image that you're going to live in the rest of your life. Amen? There are people that have chosen to live a lifestyle because someone called them that lifestyle. Well, you're poor and you'll never be wealthy. You'll never have no money. And they're living what someone called them. I'm not going to live that way anymore. My dad would call me stupid. Well, you're stupid. Well, you ain't got no sense. He'd say, you're as helpless, and give me an illustration of what I was helpless. He'd say, you ain't even got enough sense, and he'd say what I couldn't do. That was drilled in me all of my childhood life. But there was a day I awoke and said, I refuse to be called what my father said I was, but I have chosen to be called what my father says I am. And my father says, I am blessed. My father says, I am the healed. My father says, I am the rich. My father says, I'm wealthy. My father says, I have joy. I have peace. I have contentment. I refuse to be called. He said, I refuse. I'm not going to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh anymore. Are you choosing and refusing? Because it lies in those two things. I've made a choice. I told Paul again this morning, I have made this choice at 63 years of old. I'm choosing the hills that I'm going to die on from here on out. And there's some hills ain't worth dying on. There's some battles that's not worth fighting. Mm-hmm. They're not worth fighting. You're not going to win that battle. You're not going to change that person. You talk, as the saying goes, is blue in your face. You're not going to change them. It's not my assignment to change them. It's my assignment to love them, and sometimes that's even challenging. But that's not my assignment. I refuse to die on this hill. I will not die on this. I will not be crucified on this hill. I refuse, like Moses of old, to be called that. I am calling myself what God has called me. God calls me His son. God calls me the apple of His eye. God calls me the beloved. Amen? That's what God calls me. So I don't care what anybody says about me, what any kind of lies they tell on me. I'm going to tell you, I'm not listening to any of it. I am called the Son of God by the Bible. Behold, now you are now the sons of God. Take on the mind of Christ. I love that. I am going to be called the blessed. I'm going to be called the rich. I'm going to be called the wealthy. You say, Robert, no, that you're getting pretty arrogant. No, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. That's the whole deal now. We bought into a rotten theology that we're just humble. If we come in with a Bible that we have to carry in a wheelbarrow, we think we're humble. That is not humble. That is not being humble at all. That matter of fact, that leans to pride nearly. Look how big my Bible is.
That's right.
I've had to bring it in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. So.
That's sad. That is sad. Mm-hmm. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. But when we're in the righteousness of Christ, oh my goodness, calling those things. So what is the condition of getting our prayers answered? We learn to call those things that be not as if they were. We hook up the great trilogy. Faith, Word, and our prayer life.
Amen.
Got to be the Word in it. Got to be faith in it when you're praying. Don't pray the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sick. I'm praying I'm sick. Well, that's what you're going to be. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're already that anyway. You want it to change? Then call those things that be not as if they were. I'm not the sick. I'm the healed. I'm not the bound. I'm the set free. I'm not sad. I'm the happy. Praise God. And then we begin to act that out. And that's what he said to Abraham. He said, Abraham, I have made you. God said, I have made you the father of many nations. 25 years before it ever took place. Praise God. Amen.